long seconds probing the archives. There were gaps, checksums damaged. Some of the damage was age. Outside, the container ship and the frigate lifted from the landing field, rising on silent agravs above the plains of gray on gray, of ruins 5 billion years old. Almost half of the humans were aboard those craft, their escape attempt, so carefully concealed. The effort had been humored till now. It was not quite time for the flowering, and the humans were still of some use. Below the level of supreme consciousness, its paranoid inclinations rampaged through the humans' databases, checking just to be sure. Just to be sure. The humans' oldest local network used light-speed connections. Thousands of microseconds were spent, wasted, bouncing around it, sorting the trivia, finally spotting one incredible item. Inventory. Quantum data container. Quantity 1. Loaded to the frigate 100 hours before. And all the newborn's attention turned upon the fleeing vessels. Microbes, but suddenly pernicious. How could this happen? 1 million schedules were suddenly advanced. An orderly flowering was out of the question now, and so there was no more need for the humans left in the lab. The change was small, for all its cosmic significance. For the humans remaining around, a moment of horror, staring at their displays, realizing that all their fears were true, not realizing how much worse was true. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, more change than 10,000 years of a human civilization, 1 billion trillion constructions, mold curling out from every wall, rebuilding what had been merely superhuman. This was as powerful as a proper flowering, though not quite so finely tuned. And never lose sight of the reason for haste, the frigate. It had switched to rocket drive, blasting heedless away from the wallowing freighter. Somehow, these microbes knew they were rescuing more than themselves. The warship had the best navigation computers that little minds could make. But it would be another 3 seconds before it could make its first ultra-drive hop. The new power had no weapons on the ground, nothing but a comm laser. That could not even melt steel at the frigate's range. No matter, the laser was aimed, tuned civilly on the retreating warship's receiver. No acknowledgement. The humans knew what communication would bring. The laser light flickered here and there across the hull, lighting smoothness and inactive sensors, sliding across the ship's ultra-drive spines. Searching, probing. The power had never bothered to sabotage the external hull, but that was no problem. Even this crude machine had thousands of robot sensors scattered across its surface, reporting status and danger, driving utility programs. Most were shut down now, the ship fleeing nearly blind. They thought by not looking that they could be safe. 1 more second, and the frigate would attain interstellar safety. The laser flickered on a sensor that reported critical changes in one of the ultra-drive spines. Its interrupts could not be ignored if the star jump were to succeed. Interrupt honored. Interrupt handler running, looking out, receiving more light from the laser far below. A back door into the ship's code, installed when the newborn had subverted the human's groundside equipment. And the power was aboard, with milliseconds to spare. Its agents, not even human equivalent on this primitive hardware, raced through the ship's automation, shutting down, aborting. There would be no jump. Cameras in the ship's bridge showed widening of eyes, the beginning of a scream. The humans knew, to the extent that horror can live in a fraction of a second. There would be no jump, yet the ultra-drive was already committed. There would be a jump attempt, without automatic control, a doomed one. Less than 5 milliseconds till the jump discharge, a mechanical cascade that no software could finesse. The newborn's agents flitted everywhere across the ship's computers, futilely attempting a shutdown. Nearly a light second away, under the gray rubble at the high lab, the power could only watch. So, the frigate would be destroyed. So slow, and so fast, a fraction of a second. The fire spread out from the heart of the frigate, taking both peril and possibility. 200,000 kilometers away, the clumsy container vessel made its own ultra-drive jump and vanished from sight. The newborn scarcely noticed. So a few humans had escaped. The universe was welcome to them. In the seconds that followed, the newborn felt emotions? Things that were more and less than a human might feel. Try emotions. Elation. The newborn knew that now it would survive. Horror. How close it had come to dying once more. Frustration. Perhaps the strongest, the closest to its mere human echo. Something of significance had died with the frigate. Something from this archive. Memories were dredged from the context, reconstructed. What was lost might have made the newborn still more powerful, but more likely was deadly poison. After all, this power had lived once before, then been reduced to nothing. What was lost might have been the reason. Suspicion. The newborn should not have been so fooled, not by mere humans. The newborn convulsed into self-inspection and panic. Yes, there were blind spots carefully installed from the beginning, and not by the humans. Two had been born here, itself, and the poison, the reason for its fall of old. The newborn inspected itself as never before, knowing now just what to seek. Destroying, purifying, rechecking, searching for signs of the poison, and destroying again. Relief. Defeat had been so close, but now... Minutes and hours passed, the enormous stretch of time necessary for physical construction. Communication systems, transportation. The new power's mood drifted, calmed. A human might call the feeling triumph, anticipation. Simple hunger might be more accurate. What more is needed when there are no enemies? The newborn looked across the stars, planning. This time, things will be different.